Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the Time of Truth. This good place to store stuff. My goodness. That's sad. That's sad. I'm glad, praise God, that we're not baptizing multitudes, but we're baptizing some. Amen. Paul said that some might be saved. I'm glad that we're putting some in the water, aren't you? Hey, let me give you just a quick verse of Scripture and a couple of thoughts tonight, and we're going to get on with the baptizing. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse number 1 with the passing of my aunt, the funeral we had yesterday, she was 88 years old, lived a good long life. I don't know that God will leave me here that long, but you don't know. We may not have tomorrow, and he may leave us here for a long time. We don't know. Only God knows. And now my vote would be that he come and get us all this evening. That'd be okay with me. Just come get us, carry us home. Hallelujah. Empty the hospitals out and scare some morticians, Brother Latham. Bodies be leaving the grave, the funeral home. But we don't know how long the Lord's going to leave us here. But I've said some things about her at the funeral yesterday. Let me read my verse. I'm going to just share a couple of things that's on my heart tonight, and I'm done. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Now, when we first hear that, we think that sounds, surely the day that you die is not better than the day that you was born. My Papa Ledbetter told me this years ago when I was a boy, and I thought he had bumped his head. And he said, son, the biggest part of living's dying. I thought, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. And then I got old and I thought, you know what? There's a lot to that. The biggest part of living's dying. You die out to sin. You're born again, praise God. But then when you die, when we leave this world, those with that good name, it's talking about that name that the Lord knows, those with that good name, it is better. I mean, there's a land that's better. There's a place that's better than where we're at. We've got it made in America today, but there is a better land and a better day. Hey, those that's over 50 in here with sore backs and ankles and eyes and trouble and teeth and all these things that's gone, and there's a better day. Hey, when we're brand new again, isn't that good? That day's coming. That day's coming. For those that know Christ, that day's coming. My thought was this, Brother Grover. After I'm gone, what will they think of me? What will they think of me? Now, really, we don't pay. Maybe we don't think about that much, but then when we have children and grandchildren, we get to thinking about this, Brother Danny. Hey, listen, I don't want to die and them say that that guy was a scoundrel. I've heard people talk about their relatives, say they're dead and gone. They say they were rotten to the core. I know there's none righteous, no, not one. But praise God, I'm saved. And I hope that when I leave here, my son will be able to say about me, I don't know about much about my daddy. I can't say that he ever accomplished great things, but I can say this. He's faithful to the house of God. If he can just say that I was faithful to the house of God, how that's going to... I plan on leaving him that, Brother Wade, that he can say he's faithful to the house of God. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course, and I've kept the faith. I think if we leave this world and they could put that on our tombstone, I think it'd say a lot about us today. I thought about some in the Bible. You know what Jeroboam was tagged with? The man who caused Israel to sin. How'd you like to have that for the appetite on your tombstone? The man who caused Israel to sin. They never said anything good about that guy. He had all the opportunities in the world. God laid it all in his hand. The northern 10 tribes set him up as the king. And what did he do? He set up false religion and false gods right off the bat. And he caused Israel to sin. Not a good name. And bad day to die. But worse than Jeroboam, I think, was Judas. How about Judas? How about Judas that betrayed him? Everywhere you see the name Judas that betrayed him, the one that betrayed Christ, he's tagged with it throughout eternity, the one who betrayed Jesus. Kiss the door of heaven, I heard a preacher say one time. Kiss the door of heaven and fell into hell. Jesus said, I'm the door. Kissed him in the garden, fell off into hell. What a bad way to die. What do they say about me? Abraham Lincoln. I read this in Cal Ray's book, Fresh Oil. So those of you that have read this story. Abraham Lincoln had a son. We had two. Willie died. And it devastated his wife. His wife never got over the death of that boy. But he had another son who was called Tad. Tad was, he was physically impaired in a small way. I'll not say what, but he was physically impaired. And Lincoln loved this boy. He paid special attention to this boy. And the others around said this, said Tad can get anything out of Dad that he wants. Not so with the rest, but Tad could. Of course, Tad was special. He had some things wrong with him. The story went like this, that one day Lincoln, some frontiersmen had tried to see the president a time or two. I'm talking about, what would they think about me? What would they say about me? And so Tad was out there playing. He heard these frontiersmen talking. They were from Kentucky. They thought they were a shoo-in to talk to the president. So there they were out there talking. They said, we just can't get in to see him. Tad walked up to them and said, you want to see the president? They said, we sure do. He said, follow me. They said, can you get us in? He said, oh yeah, I can get you in. Said the frontiersman lined up behind the little boy. He walked him right past the guard, walked him past the secretary, knocked on the door. They said, who is it? He said, it's Tad. He said, come in. He said, Dad, I've got some friends of mine out here that wants to talk to you. Here's what he said. This is the record. Son, any friend of yours is a friend of mine. Bring them on in. You know what I hope they can say about me? That I brought some to the Father. That we took some to Jesus. That we made a difference in somebody's life. When I'm dead and gone, I don't know, Brother Grover, who maybe I'm going to let the kids speak for themselves, but one of them in particular blessed my socks off. Well, all of them have, but it was just the way they said it. I hope they can say, he helped get me to Jesus. He showed me the way. He turned on the light. God used him for a little while. What do they say about you when you leave? Say, it won't matter, I'll be gone. It'll matter to them. It'll matter to them. My daddy wasn't a spiritual giant. My mama led the way spiritually. Dean Hyder can attest to it. We were at church together all my life. But then, later in life, Dad fell in there. The first revival I ever preached, my daddy rededicated his life to the Lord and was faithful till the day he died. My son was 8 years old before I got right with God. And he was saved at eight. And it broke my soul. Other than his birth, I missed the most important thing in his life, Brother Larry. I wasn't at church the night that he got saved. So I feel like with this grandchild, I've had another chance. And I can't quit telling him what the Lord's done when I get him in my arms. And I sing Jesus Loves Me to him all the time, but the song that I think it quietens him down is when I begin to sing, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And the little boy just quietens down. I want him to know that. I don't want him to remember a time that Paul wasn't in the will of God and trying to lead others in that direction. That's what I hope they say about me. A good name. And then when I die, it'll be all right. We'll just leave here, Brother Junior. Step off into a land we call Beulah. To a reunion with loved ones that's waiting on us. I hope you know you're going there. Can I ask you a question? How's your name? How's your name? What do they say about you? Now, the world's not going to love you. The world's not going to love you. They're going to talk. They're going to call you homophobe, and they're going to call you a bunch of names that's not accurate. It's just you've taken a stand in the Word of God. Brother Randy should have preached that this morning, and we'd have had Sunday school afterwards. What are they going to say about you? I hope it's good things. I hope it's things that line up with the Word of God. For me, myself, I hope it's things that line up with the Word of God when I'm gone, because I'm leaving. Newsflash, you are too. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment, they're going to say something about us. You remember what we put on Eurus Stone's headstone? How you do. That's what he always asks. How you do. That's the question. That's the question tonight. Determines whether you've got a good name or not. The name being good with the Lord. The name within the world doesn't matter. It matters what the Lord knows. Randall, come get us a song. I don't know. You may have someone you need to pray for. You may need to pray yourself. Two things you're going to get around here is a scripture and invitation. And then we're going to have a baptizing. I can't hardly wait. This is going to be good. I'll say this. If you've been saved, you've never been baptized, you ought to let me baptize you tonight. It won't make you a member of this church. We don't baptize into that. But I'm telling you what it'll do. It'll put you in the perfect will of God following the ordinance of the scripture. Let's stand to our feet.
Page 374.
Sing us a verse and chorus. All right, you can be seated. Brother Randall's going to lead us in some songs. The young sisters will go to my left over here. And Isaac will be over here on the right. So, to my right. And we'll be in the water in just momentarily. You sing along.
Page 177.
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.